Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Almost Surely Dead by Amina Akhtar is an engaging and atmospheric thriller that masterfully blends elements of mystery, suspense, and dark humor. Set against the backdrop of Arizona's Sonoran Desert, the novel follows the life of Sasha, a woman with a traumatic past who seeks refuge in the small town of Boca Muerte. What initially appears to be a move toward peace quickly turns treacherous, as Sasha finds herself entangled in a web of local legends, eccentric townsfolk, and the ever-present possibility of danger lurking behind every cactus. Akhtar's writing grapples with issues of survival, identity, and the haunting nature of past trauma, all the while weaving a narrative that is as eerie and unsettling as it is compulsively readable. With deft character development and razor-sharp dialogue, Almost Surely Dead stands out as a thriller that delves deeper than most, examining the complexities of community, the endurance of the human spirit, and the thin line between paranoia and reality. As the secrets of Boca Muerte are slowly uncovered, Akhtar keeps readers guessing with unexpected twists and layered storytelling, ensuring that this is far from a typical desert noir. For those seeking a suspenseful, emotionally resonant, and darkly comic read, Almost Surely Dead offers a unique journey into fear, survival, and the relentless search for belonging. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, survival and trauma. A central theme of Almost Surely Dead is Sasha's survival, both in the physical and psychological sense. Fleeing her life in New York after a harrowing incident, Sasha arrives in the Arizona desert carrying deep emotional scars. Akhtar deeply explores how trauma shapes Sasha's every decision. Her vigilance, suspicion, and need for isolation all stem from complex past events. The narrative presents survival as a multifaceted struggle, not just with the arid and treacherous desert landscape, but also with the ghosts of her previous life. Sasha's hyper-awareness and coping mechanisms reveal the often invisible challenges that trauma survivors endure. Throughout the book, we see how Sasha's instincts can both protect her and isolate her from others, highlighting how survival often involves navigating a labyrinth of emotional defenses. The author cleverly intertwines flashbacks and present-day experiences to show how the past is never truly left behind. The desert, harsh yet beautiful, becomes a metaphor for Sasha's internal world, full of both peril and resilience. Akhtar's nuanced portrayal of trauma and survival invites readers to empathize deeply with those who must rebuild their sense of self after catastrophic loss. Secondly, community and isolation, Almost Surely Dead, raises probing questions about the meaning of community and the costs of isolation. As Sasha integrates into Boca Muerte, she is met with the odd warmth and suspicion of small-town dynamics. The interactions with her quirky neighbors serve as both a source of connection and anxiety. Akhtar paints Boca Muerte as a place where everybody knows everyone's secrets, except the truth, which is skillfully buried beneath rumors and legends. Sasha's internal conflict, torn between her desire for solitude and her fundamental need for human connection, drives much of the book's tension. The townsfolk introduce her to local myths and traditions, which act as both comfort and warning. Through Sasha's lens, the novel examines how isolation can be both a shield and a prison, highlighting the psychological importance of community support. However, as danger draws closer, Sasha must weigh the safety of isolation against the risk of vulnerability that comes with trusting others. This theme resonates deeply with readers who have struggled to balance self-protection with the yearning for belonging. Thirdly, local legends and superstition. The setting of Boca Muerte is rich with local legend, superstition, and mystery. Akhtar expertly incorporates these elements to craft a palpable atmosphere of suspense and unease throughout Almost Surely Dead. Early in the story, Sasha learns about various desert myths and unexplained occurrences that have unsettled the town's residents for generations. These stories are not treated as mere background. Instead, they become crucial to understanding the community's fears, motivations, and social fabric. Superstitions in Boca Muerte often serve as social currency, influencing relationships and decision-making. For Sasha, the line between reality and myth blurs as she is drawn further into the townsfolk's stories, some meant to warn, others to manipulate. This element of the novel poses an intriguing exploration of how folklore can shape lived experience and community identity. For readers, the presence of these legends intensifies the suspense and adds layers of complexity to the plot, forcing consideration of how much our own perceptions are shaped by shared narratives. Fourthly, the tension between reality and paranoia. One of the book's strongest achievements is its exploration of the fine line between reality and paranoia. Sasha's perspective is colored by her past trauma and persistent anxiety, making her a deeply unreliable narrator at times. Akhtar uses this technique to masterful effect, consistently challenging readers' assumptions about what is actually happening versus what is merely perceived. As the plot unfolds and strange events occur, neighbors acting suspiciously, unexplained noises at night, cryptic warnings, Sasha, and the reader, must constantly question whether these are indications of real danger or manifestations of her heightened state of mind. This ambiguity drives the novel's suspense, making every clue and revelation fraught with uncertainty. Akhtar's skillful manipulation of tension and doubt compels readers to empathize with Sasha's predicament and reflect on the challenges of distinguishing fear from fact, especially for those with a history of trauma. Through these narrative layers, the novel captures the relentless uncertainty of living in survival mode and the disorienting effects it has on perception. Lastly, redemption and the search for belonging, at its core, Almost Surely Dead, is about redemption and the universal human search for belonging. Sasha's journey is not just one of physical escape, but of confronting her sense of self-worth and purpose. While ostracized by her own fears and the suspicions of others, she is forced to confront what it means to forgive herself and perhaps start anew. The relationships she forms in Boca Muerte, whether fraught or supportive, become opportunities for transformation. Through unlikely friendships and acts of courage, Sasha begins to reconstruct her fractured identity. Redemption is depicted as a gradual, uncertain process, requiring immense vulnerability and the willingness to trust both oneself and others. Akhtar does not offer easy answers, but instead renders a realistic and hopeful path toward healing through community, self-acceptance, and confronting the shadows of one's past. The result is a narrative that resonates with anyone seeking a fresh start after loss, a testament to the enduring need for connection and the possibility of reclaiming agency in one's life. In conclusion, Almost Surely Dead is a must-read for anyone who enjoys psychological thrillers, character-driven suspense, and stories that probe the complexities of trauma and resilience. It is especially meaningful for readers who have grappled with isolation, sought protection from painful memories, or questioned their place in the world. Akhtar's deft handling of atmosphere, layered storytelling, and emotional nuance sets this book apart from more formulaic crime novels. Every twist is earned, every character is deeply considered, and the setting itself becomes a living, breathing force in the story. This is not just a tale of crime or survival. It is a profound meditation on how individuals can reclaim their lives after tragedy, and on the nuanced ways community both hinders and heals. The blend of suspense, myth, and real human stakes ensures readers are not only entertained, but also moved to reflect on their own journeys. Investing in Almost Surely Dead offers more than just a thrilling plot. It gives readers a richer appreciation of life's fragility and the strength required to rebuild. Rather than reaching for a generic thriller, choosing this book means embarking on a unique exploration of human endurance, hope, and the peculiar ways that places and people shape our futures. If you would like to support Amina Akhtar, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.